From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Japan's Fukushima Prefecture, some 10,000 people have been checked for exposure to radiation. That's after the nuclear plant there was severely damaged by last week's earthquake and the tsunami that followed. NPR's Diwali Saikauto was concerned about her own safety reporting in the area, so she visited a doctor herself.
Dr. Masae Kokuban greets me with a kind, relaxed smile. She's with the Chusendo Clinic in Koriyama City and appears very calm. When asked about the explosions at the nearby Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex, she says she's worried about all the residents living near the facility, but also for her staff.
Yes, very much. Even in nurses or staffs in hospital is very worried about that. But they come to our hospital and work for the sick people, so we are now trying our best.
She's relying on information that the government is giving about radiation.
One thing we can do is to believe it. The information we have now is it's still safe here in Koriyama.
You're a doctor.
Yes.
But you're not concerned that maybe there already is radiation leakage from the plant?
I myself also worrying about the radiation, of course, but my work is to be a doctor and I have to take care of the people to explain radiation level is safe for their health.
I tell her I've been visiting various evacuation centers in the area near the exclusion zone designated by the government, so she suggests I visit a radiation contamination center to get checked. I'm standing now at a high school gym where men in astronaut-like suits and masks guide us to another masked man with a radiation tool called a Geiger.
Japanese?
No, America.
Oh, America.
He proceeds to take radiation levels, moving the Geiger to my head, to my jacket, my body, my shoes, even my microphone. The meter scares me as the needle continues to move towards a red zone with high numbers. I start to get nervous.
No problem.
No problem. So my jacket, my vest.
Okay, you're saying if you just clean it, it'll be no problem. Your body count is a CPM. In CPM is 500. Your jacket is 1,000 to 2,000. But your shoes are 10,000 CPM. So you should clean them, wash them.
I'm given a yellow slip that says I'm cleared and free to go. That's it, I think? Just wash? No, can't be. So I ask, please,
can I have a mask?
Oh, mask, oh, okay.
Yeah? Thank you.
Dwahli Saikautau, NPR News, Koriyama City, Japan.